Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden placed a sanction on Russia for invading Ukraine, critics are saying this is a weak response. It targets a couple of Russian banks and prevents them from using Western banks to conduct business. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says this did not deter Russia, and we can expect more Russian aggression.
Every indication is that Russia continues to plan for a full-scale attack on Ukraine.
It should be noted the House and the Senate are on recess, and like you and me are watching and waiting for the next steps taken by Russian President Vladimir Putin and President Biden. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has approved hundreds of unarmed National Guard troops be deployed in Washington, D.C. ahead of a truck convoy protest. Their message is stop medical tyranny. It's expected to coincide with Biden's first State of the Union address. That is March 1st. USA Radio News.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
As the Center for Disease Control is meeting today to perhaps discuss more on the mask and vaccine mandates, it's been revealed the CDC has been hiding science from the American people for over a year.
The New York Times is reporting that the CDC has kept massive amounts of COVID-19 data under wraps for more than a year. The paper reported the CDC held back figures because it doesn't trust the public to interpret the information correctly. The agency's seemingly selective disclosure includes a break down of COVID-19 hospitalizations by age, race, and vaccination status. The CDC also chose not to report on the efficacy of booster shots in 18 to 49-year-olds, even though it collected the information. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The President and Vice President have nothing planned on their schedule for Wednesday. There will be a press briefing by Press Secretary Jen Psaki at 2:30 p.m. Eastern from the White House lectern. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In 2014, sanctions against Russia did not prevent them from overtaking Crimea under the watchful eye of Vice President Biden. Fast forward to 2022, President Biden continues to believe a sanction against a couple of Kremlin banks will deter Russia from invading Europe's second largest country. Former Hawaii Congresswoman and presidential candidate Democrat Tulsi Gabbard on Fox News gives her point of view.
So when Biden stands there and looks directly into the camera and says, you know, defending freedom will cost us, what he really should be saying is looking directly into the American people's eyes and saying, this will cost you. Because these sanctions are not going to cost him or Kamala Harris or the power elite in this country, even the power elite in Russia. It is the people who will suffer, the American people, the Russian people, drastically increasing prices at the gas pump, facing increasing costs at the supermarket, impacting our supply chain. The hardships that people are dealing with every day now with Biden's sanctions plan, we're only going to see that continuing to get worse. And it doesn't end there. This is the problem is you think Russia's not going to respond. You think Putin's not going to respond. He will respond. Exactly. And it's likely he'll retaliate using cyber attacks on our financial systems, our communication systems, on our basic infrastructure. Biden will then be forced to respond. Putin will then be forced to respond. So we end up in this endless tit for tat that leads us where? To this looming threat and likelihood of this thing going nuclear.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us as always. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And we've got Rick Green, the founder of PatriotAcademy.com. He's America's Constitution coach and former Texas State Rep. Rick, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. My pleasure, man. Good to be with you.
Well, it's our honor to have you here. Anybody that believes in the Constitution, fights for the Constitution, I'm shoulder to shoulder and back to back with you, buddy. Let me tell you.
Well, our ranks are growing every day. People are waking up, people that never would have thought about these things before. I think sometimes the boot of government on your neck makes you start thinking about life a little bit and wondering what kind of world you want to live in. So we got a lot of people taking classes from us now, and 11,000 Constitution coaches out there holding classes in their homes and churches and living rooms everywhere. So it's actually a good time, man. I mean, I think the tyranny and the overreach of government has a silver lining, and that is that it wakes up the citizens.
It really does. I mean, you know, Madison put it out very clearly in warning us about the power of knowledge, and lest we forget. I mean, this is absolutely fundamental and critical to the future and to our government. To quote Madison, he said, "Knowledge will forever govern ignorance, and a people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power knowledge gives." Think about that. Truer words have never been spoken, and they continue to echo through the millennia, don't they?
Well, it's prophetic for our time right now, right? I mean, that's part of the reason we're in the mess we're in, is because we don't know truth. We don't know what the principles are that create a good society, that make a constitutional republic work well, and so then we fall for whatever the latest fluffy speech of a politician is and whatever scare tactic they use. If you have the plumb line, if you know what truth is, then you can measure everything against it. And that's why, you know, not only Madison, I mean, virtually every founding father thought that a constitutional republic would not work well if you didn't have an informed citizenry and if you didn't teach the principles that would produce what we all want to have. You know, everybody agrees on the results, right? We all want freedom and liberty and prosperity and abundance and all those things. What we don't know, what most people don't know, is what the formula is that produces that. What is the secret sauce that will give you that result? Because there's a cause for every effect, and if that's the effect you want, you better know what produces it. George Mason, one of the guys that gave us the Constitution, said that you've got to constantly return to these fundamental principles if you want to enjoy liberty. And so it's kind of like spring training, man. If you're an athlete and you play in the, you know, if you're the best of the best, you still go back to the basics every single year. And we as citizens need to do that as well.
Well, Rick, this is what we've been saying on this show, is that it is a time to return to first principles. You know, anybody that's been in business or has run a company understands that along the way, you can lose your way. And a smart leader will say, you know, hit the pause button and analyze and say, when did we and where did we make a wrong left turn here? And go back to first principles, and that will show them where they lost their way. They'll make the adjustment and get the company back in proper order. And this is critical. And here we are with this company. I've been saying this for a long time, even when my father was around. I mean, this goes back some 50 years. Rick, I've said that we've been overdue to call a timeout on this government, to really analyze where we are and what we're producing. Because right now we continue to spend all kinds of the people's money and we're not getting the results. I mean, it's like you hire somebody to be a coach for a football team and you say, okay, the goal is to win the Super Bowl. And 25 years later, you still haven't won a Super Bowl. Well, guess what? You got a wrong coach here, you know? We need to analyze and take a look at, you know, the results here and what needs to happen in order for us to get, as you say, the right results that we can all agree on.
I love your analogy, too, on the business side of it. As a business owner, you're going to analyze those numbers on whatever regular basis you decide, weekly, monthly, whatever it is. You're going to look at that bottom line and say, is this advertising over here working? Is this product getting too many complaints? You're going to look at those results. That's a really good analogy. We haven't done that for so long as a country. Are we getting the results that we really want our children to enjoy? Are we creating the place where we want our children to grow up and our grandchildren to grow up? So I'm going to borrow your analogy in the future, Bill. I'll give you credit
It's fine. Happy to share because the fact of the matter is with so much of what I do, you know, people say, boy, that's really smart. How did you come up with this? I go, no. It came from God. So, you know, it's a download from God. So you give God the credit. That's the best I can tell you. So it'll keep us both out of trouble because the last thing I want to do is to step on his glory, okay?
Because
when you come down to all this, again, going back to first principles, the foundational principles that this country and this idea came up, it was out of prayer. It was out of a covenant agreement between God and the pilgrims. And God honored their prayer, and here it is, 400 and some years later, 401 years later, here we are. And we've lost our way because we thought for some reason it was going to take care of itself. That all we had to do was elect people and they would, you know, look out for us and that they would serve us. And what we're realizing now is, it's not about serving us. It's about being served. And, you know, like Nancy Pelosi, this recent information that came out, we've known this for a long time. She's been guilty of insider trading. Peter Schweitzer wrote about it extensively. And, you know, 3.5, 4 years ago, even the ethics committee, who at one time said, well, insider, it's kind of okay. Kind of okay. It's like, wait a minute, didn't Martha Stewart go to jail for it? Well, you know, they're public servants. Yeah, well, who are they getting? Who's serving them? And so right. They backed away from it. But now we're realizing, I mean, you go back in 1987 when Nancy Pelosi, just for example, okay, this is not to say she's the be-all and end-all, but this is symbolic of the disease and the pandemic that's infected, you know, our government. And, you know, she comes in 87. She's worth what, about $2.5 million. And then all these years later, fast forward to 2022, and now she's worth $350 million. And then you find out she's been doing all this insider trading stuff, and somehow it's okay, and she knows she's guilty of sin about it, and now her way to humiliate is saying, well, we want everybody to take the oath of no insider trading, including the justices of the Supreme Court.
And the reason there's so few people calling her out on it is because most of them are doing the same thing, right?
Exactly.
And you nailed it. I love your terminology, too. That's what I've been saying. The real pandemic is not a virus. It's not even these petty tyrants that have been ruling us like kings for the last 2 years. Those are just symptoms. The real pandemic is underneath, and it's this erosion. It's this lack of biblical and civic knowledge. In fact, I say civic ignorance and biblical ignorance is the real pandemic, and that's the petri dish where bad government grows. And we've got to get back to understanding the biblical foundations of the country. You know, I was just reading the other day. I read through the Founders Bible every year, and it's got all these great articles inserted about the founders. So you read a verse, and then you go, oh, wow, here's what Washington thought about that, or here's where he applied that. It's kind of cool. But anyway, there was this, you know, you get into Exodus, and I mean, that's where we find our Republican form of government. Choose out from among you leaders of tens, fifties, hundreds, thousands. It's where we learn how to choose those leaders, able men such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetous, all this good stuff. But there was this article in there, and Benjamin Rush, who was a signer of the Declaration, father of the public school system, amazing founding father, really, really Renaissance man. But he talked about the fact that a constitutional republic would not work without the value system that the Bible gives us. And you talked about where did we go wrong if we analyze the data and where did things change. It's when we went from believing in moral absolutes to moral relativism. Anything goes, exactly. Everything's okay, nothing's wrong but to get caught. And so now these people that get into office do these things because there are no moral absolutes. It's all about power. It's all about what can you get away with. And if we'll come back to moral absolutes and truths, you don't get life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness in the Declaration until you first say we hold these truths to be self-evident. that we're all created equal, that we're endowed by our Creator. So God's got to be in the equation, and you've got to believe in right and wrong, and you've got to believe in those moral absolutes to build your society on that. That's where we went wrong, quite frankly, 80 years ago behind the scenes and 50 years ago publicly or 60 years ago publicly, and we've been fighting it ever since. I think for the first time in my lifetime, there's enough of an awakening happening in the culture that we can turn that. People are now crying out and saying, whoa, what do we
exactly
are we doing?
It's all a lot of pain, right. A lot of pain here in River City, and we've got to go to a quick break. More from Rick after this. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Rick Rehn, the founder of PatriotAcademy.com. He's America's Constitution coach and former Texas state rep. You know, Rick, we were talking about the Bible, and God's words echo, through, as we say, the millennia. This is what you love about God's wisdom. He says that when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. A look at America today. Obviously, as we know that, you know, our faith and our culture is it feeds into politics. So politics is downstream the culture. So we're all angry about what's happening in politics. Well, it's not just politics that's putrid. You got to go to the culture. The culture is a mess right now. We have violated, clearly, as you said, godly principles. These are these first principles that we must return to. You know, it's like I was talking with some pastors the other day, and I said, what happened with 2 Chronicles 7:14? Well, you know, we said it for so many years and everything. I said, well, it still needs to be said. It's kind of like, you know, I used to coach chief executive officers across the country. And I told them, I said, look, your number one job is you got to keep pounding the mission drumbeat. And no matter, you may get sick of hearing it, but you know what? Your people do not get sick of hearing it. They need to hear it over and over and over again. And it's the same thing with godly principles. This is why so often in the Bible, I believe it's over 250 times in the Bible, says remember, or some form or fashion of that right. phrase, that we must remember lest we forget. So it's a constant return to these godly principles so that we know what standard looks like, and that when evil raises its head, we give it no place. But the fact of the matter is we've given it place, and we're up to our elbows in it to such a degree that we don't know about the two sexes anymore. I mean, even the president of the United States, you ask him, well, how many sexes? He goes, three. Well, you know, universities in California, I think they've got something like 70 designations of sex. I mean, we're a mess here. And if we don't get control of this. Oh,
it's
yeah, exactly.
One time, man, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. I mean, we've lost, yes. literally lost our minds. I think you look at even the response to the COVID situation and the overreaction, the child abuse of kids with the masks all day. I mean, all the things, the idiot things we're doing. I mean, I've said we're being ruled by the most highly educated idiots in the world. I think it's truly just foolishness. We've literally been blinded. And we're doing such silly things, but it is exactly the other half of that verse you mentioned is that when the wicked rule, the people groan. So when the righteous yes. rule, the people rejoice. When the wicked rule, the people groan. We got a lot of groaning going yes. on in our nation right now, but we chose these leaders. That's the thing. If we don't have the foundation, when I say we, the nation in general,
yes.
Well, now that's not getting into the whole election, you know, abuse and things that are happening there. But we in many ways did choose a lot of these leaders. I see that even at the local level. So it's got to come back to our own. We have to understand the principles and know what someone stands for and whether or not they stand for the right principles and choose them. And we've got to be engaged. I mean, we can't sit on the sidelines. This is, you know, one of the things the founders talked about a lot that we don't say anymore is duty. They talked about the duty to be good citizens, the duty to sacrifice, the duty to be involved. And even when you ran for office, it was a sacrifice. You went and served
exactly.
for 2 years. Mm-hmm. You went broke practically trying to do it, but you were serving the community. We got to come back to that concept of duty because it's not about us. It's not even about our kids anymore. It's about our grandkids and the fact that
right.
we're going to be handing them a nation that is broken and perhaps destroyed. I mean, look, there's nothing in the Bible or anywhere that guarantees America's going to be around for another 100 years. And we're at a point where we've really got to say, hey, is this worth saving? I think it's worth saving, but a lot of people don't. And if it is worth saving, what do we do to save it? We've got answers to that. The Bible gives us those answers. History gives us those answers. That's why we do these classes we do. And people come to these classes and they get hope because they look around the room and go, wow, I'm not alone. And then we teach them things they didn't know about history and the Constitution and the founders. They go, wow, I didn't know it worked that way. And then we give them things they can actually do in their community. So there's an empowerment that happens. It's just exciting to see. I mean, we put hundreds of thousands of people through the courses. We're going to have 5 million go through it before the next presidential election.
That's got to be exciting when you see the lights come on like that. You know, and that's why I was saying earlier, part of first principles, you know, I mentioned, you know, talking to pastors and quoting, you know, 2 Chronicles 7:14. They said, well, we've heard that over and over again. Well, you got to keep on saying it because that is the prescription. It starts with if my people who are called by my name, this is God's covenant promise. With the people who are called by God, it's up to us, men and women of faith who profess God. He says,
right.
He says, if you'll humble yourselves, you've got to first realize, look, we've screwed up. We've messed this up. You know, that's humility. And we pray to God because God is the answer. We don't pray to Dr. Fauci. We don't pray to Joe Biden or Nancy Pelosi or any other political figure, Donald Trump. We pray to God. Okay, humble ourselves, pray. We turn from our wicked ways. In praying to God, we confess and then we understand. Look, we've lost trajectory here. we're off point. We have really, we've sinned against you, Lord. And he says that he will forgive our sin. This is God's love for us. His incredible love that's never ending. He says, look at, man, you're still my guy. You're still my gal. I'm still for you. We're back in this together.
He's not done with
us. That's right.
He's not done with us.
Exactly.
And you said it exactly right. A lot of times we scream at the TV and we blame the leaders. We blame other people. We blame the world that's against, you know, biblical worldview. And instead, we need to be saying, what are we doing? Have we humbled ourselves? Are we the ones called by his name? Are we actually turning? If we want to be a nation under God again, we have to be individuals under God again. So it does begin with us. And then we go out into the community and into our, you know, with our friends and our family. And we kind of become force multipliers of that truth and teaching that to others as well. I cannot believe that God's done with this nation. There's too many. You know, you look in the Bible and you look at, I mean, even when, you know, Abraham argued with God over Sodom and Gomorrah, and if there was only 100 or there was only 50 or there was only, I mean, you look at America, there are millions that have not bowed their knee to Baal. There are millions. I mean, right. Elijah thought he was the only one, right? And God said, no, there's 7,000 more. People all the time, when I go out and we do our classes or give a speech or whatever, and they're like, wow, I thought I was the only one. I'm going, man, you have no idea. There are literally tens of millions of patriots out there that still love the Lord, still love the Bible, still love the Constitution,
Amen.
And care
Amen.
About this, and they're getting engaged. They're waking up.
Well, Rick, this is why what you're doing is so important, and even what we're doing in this show, and I'm so grateful for our network that allows us to be independent when all these other networks are bowing their knee to Baal and canceling people that are guilty of, you know, professing the truth.
Yep.
But I'm grateful to the networks that that carry this show, that allow us to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. A truth that is biblically based. It is a biblical worldview, because that's where the truth comes from. And if we're going to come to any solution of consequence that can be sustained, it is going to come from the throne room of God and not from the halls of Congress. Sorry to say.
Right. That's right. You know, Bill, I start off our class, Biblical Citizenship in Modern America, with essentially what you just said. And I said, look at all these challenges we're facing. Here's the good news. There's not a single challenge we're facing that doesn't have an answer in God's Word. There's nothing new under the sun. Solomon was right. The principles of liberty haven't changed. The laws of nature and nature's God haven't changed. We just have to get back to the instruction manual. He gave us this great instruction manual on how our brains work, how our bodies work, how our relationships work, how society should work. But we've ignored it for so long. We literally just threw it out the window and drove off the car lot and said, nope, it's my truck. I'm going to drive it and treat it any way that I want. And we had this great instruction manual from the creator and the manufacturer.
Amen.
So
right.
Thankfully, people are waking up. They're coming back. They're beginning to realize the Great Commission is about making disciples. And that means discipleship. It means teaching them to obey everything he commanded. And that means how we act in government as well. This whole separation of church and state thing, it caused so many people of faith to check out and to not be involved in their government and in elections and in their local, you know, the things that were going on. And we're finally realizing, wait a minute, there's nothing that is put in a box and separated from God's word. Everything is influenced by that. And boy, I love watching all these mama bears and others standing up at these school boards, bringing truth, fighting back. Can you believe San Francisco? Three?
Exactly. Right.
I mean, if it can happen in San Francisco, it can happen anywhere in this country.
Well, see, this is how insane it is. You see, the groaning is bipartisan. It's not for one political party. It's just,
right.
And this is what's happening. That's what you're hearing. The groans of people. I mean, even with the polling that came out about the job evaluation of President Biden, where they ask, you know, is what good has President Biden done for you? 56% of them said nothing.
Yeah.
It's like, well, and wow,
that
pretty
News Nation poll yesterday said only 30% trust Fauci on COVID, only 15% trust Biden on COVID. I mean, they're finally losing their credibility. They should have lost it in about April of 2020, in my opinion.
Wrapping up everything, remind everybody where they can go for more information.
PatriotAcademy.com. All our Constitution classes are free. We will train you as a coach for free. You can host your classes for free. It's a great way to get people fired up and excited and informed and engaged. It's the only way we're going to save the country. So please get involved. PatriotAcademy.com.
Rick Green, America's Constitution Coach and former Texas State Rep.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As President Biden placed a sanction on Russia for invading Ukraine, critics are saying this is a weak response. It targets a couple of Russian banks and prevents them from using Western banks to conduct business. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says this did not deter Russia and we can expect more Russian aggression.
Every indication is that Russia continues to plan for a full-scale attack on Ukraine.
It should be noted the House and the Senate are on recess, and like you and me are watching and waiting for the next steps taken by Russian President Vladimir Putin and President Biden. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has approved hundreds of unarmed National Guard troops be deployed in Washington, D.C. ahead of a truck convoy protest. Their message is stop medical tyranny. It's expected to coincide with Biden's first State of the Union address. That is March 1st. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. With us is Don Huffines. He is a candidate for governor in Texas, and I've been looking forward to this conversation. Several topics to talk about, certainly that are of prime interest, not only to Texas, but, you know, to the rest of the country, because as we're realizing, every state of the union has become a border state by virtue of these open borders, right?
That is so true, Bill. It really is. And I'm glad you're recognizing that and the rest of the country is finally awakening to that. Really, every town in America now is going to be a border town.
Mm-hmm. Well, as a former Texas State Senator representing Dallas County's District 16 and now, with aspirations to become the next governor of Texas, what is your vision for Texas?
Well, I'm the only candidate running for governor that's actually served in that swamp in Austin in the state legislature. And believe me, it's a big swamp. I think I'm just like all the other Republicans in the state of Texas. We're scared. We're frustrated. We're tired of the broken and empty promises, really. And we're tired of the lies. And it's real simple. I just go around talking to all, thousands of Texans and asking the simple questions, is the border secure? In Texas, we have the highest property taxes in the nation. I say, are they going away or going down? Do we have confidence our votes aren't being stolen? Are we winning the culture war? And of course, the answer to that's all no and no and no. And ask them, are they good with that? And of course, they're not. And I've got my vision is to have a secure border, of course, and to close the border and phase out property taxes. And I've got a new law enforcement division we're going to be implementing for government corruption, election integrity, and we're going to win this culture war. And I've got a comprehensive plan to secure that border.
What about voter integrity? How are you addressing that, Don?
Well, Bill, it's a huge issue. You know, it's the foundation of our constitutional republic. And when that thing breaks, all heck's going to break loose. And we've got to have confidence. In Texas, we don't have much enforcement of the voter laws. Look, my battle when I was in the Texas Senate was generally with the Republicans, with the rhinos. And it just is. They work very hard not to be accountable. We have some good conservatives down there, but not many. When I was there, I was there from 14 to 18. I was ranked one of the top three most conservative senators in the history of Texas. And I also, by the way, the only elected office holder in history never to take any money from the government, no pay, pension, health care, no travel vouchers, nothing. I'm a business guy, and I'll never work for the government. I work for the people, and I'm going to do the same as governor. I don't need a new job or a new career. I'm here to solve the problems. And we've got to have enforcement of the election laws, and we don't in Texas. Because the rhinos don't want to make the Democrats upset. They work really hard to make sure the Democrats are happy. That's why they put them on committee chairs. And Republicans control everything in Austin, Texas, the House, the Senate, and the governor's mansion for 20 years. But yet we're always trying to make the Democrats happy. I'm going to create a new law enforcement division. I have up to 500 officers in and out of our state troopers, and that's all they're going to work on is election integrity. And they're going to be familiar with the ballots, the central counting. They're going to know where the machines are stored. I'm going to make sure we try to get back to all paper ballots. I'm calling for an immediate forensic audit of the 2020 elections. That's a third-party audit. I wanted that of the 18 elections. We know people cheat. Of course people cheat in elections. They always have. We're going to move venue out of these Democrat counties. We're going to create a new court system and a new prosecution system. We're going to put people in jail.
Exactly. Well, great. Well, Don, this is the thing that's so astounding. And, of course, this comes from the Democrats. I mean, the former attorney general, Eric Holder, said there's no such thing as voter fraud. And I go, well, how can you say that? I mean, people are getting arrested, convicted. They're in jail for voter fraud. How can you say that voter fraud doesn't exist? I mean, the Democrats are just they're so infected and corrupted with lies and their own ideology that they say things that are just incredulous, Don. And I don't know how you can negotiate with people of that mindset. And for people who, you know, senators or people, their legislators in Texas thinking that they can dance with the devil, I mean, all they have to do is look, well, you know, look at California, where you have a lot of transplants, you know, who have come to Texas. In fact, I think Texas was the number one state for many years when Governor Perry was in charge. He told me that he spent probably 2 hours a day just recruiting businesses to head east to Texas, that it was so much better. This was back in the days when the taxes were a little bit more appealing, and even then this was like 15, 20 years ago, and you know, but you still got people leaving in droves out of California. It's become a one-party state, and what the people are realizing, even at the federal level, when you give power and control to the Democrats, you've got the 21st century America that is one big nightmare that we're living in right now, Don.
Oh, you're so right. I mean, absolutely 100% correct. We don't have any courage, Bill, in our country or in the Republican Party. We certainly don't have any courage in our state. And that's what my campaign's all about, is leadership, no excuses. Look, when we keep compromising with the left, we compromise with evil, guess what you get? You get more of it. And we can never win a game. We can't win a battle if we're always on the defense. I'm tired of being on the defense. And look, we're going to be on the offense. I'm taking a 2x4 and I'm hitting them in the head with it. I'm not compromising. Just look what happened with Florida when we got DeSantis in power over there. The Democrats, it was 50-50, and the Democrats were making hay over there all the time, and now it's redder by the day. It's more Republican than it's ever been because they got courageous leadership. And the solution to a lot of these problems is courageous leadership.
Mm-hmm.
And the Huffines administration in Texas, it's going to be a new day for the country. I'll give political cover. I'll buck up every Republican governor in the country because I'm going to prove what it means for Texas to be sovereign. I'm never asking permission from the federal government to do anything, particularly not to close the border.
Exactly. Well, DeSantis has definitely been a burr in the saddle of one Joe Biden. That's whenever he can stay in the saddle. We know he keeps falling off, and it's just been one disaster after another. But DeSantis has just been an outstanding governor, and he is a pain for all these other progressive governors that have followed Democratic policies and have injured. They have injured their citizens, which and along the way, Don, they're not apologizing. And you know, I've had this conversation with many people. For all that we've gone through in COVID, where we are now is almost where we started. We've been talking about the mask issue. We've been talking about natural immunity for 2.5 years and getting canceled and all this because we were pursuing the truth. And we had, fortunately, we were still able to connect with doctors and medical professionals that were not bought and sold by this government, and particularly with the Biden administration, and they were forcing them to spread one lie after another. And here it is now, the real science is coming out, not the political science, clearly, which has been driving this whole narrative of COVID that has locked us down. And then now you got the study from John Hopkins, of all places, and this was an in-depth study. This wasn't just somebody sticking their finger in the air, and their analysis was that it was less than 0.2% effectiveness when it came to the lockdowns. So for 0.2%, we've caused our children to suffer. We've suffered. People have lost jobs, and people have lost companies that will never come back, Don.
Oh, Bill, you're so right, and I really appreciate, of course, in America does everything you've done to educate and to push back. This is one of the catalysts, the reasons I decided to run. It's when Greg Abbott shut the state of Texas down. He shredded our Constitution. You listen to that lying piece of crap, Fauci. And I mean, who would have believed this thing came from bat soup? I mean, we've been lied so much about this virus. It's horrible. I mean, he forgot the fundamental role of government's always to defend our God-given liberties. Our liberties come from God and not the government. He forgot that a true patriot never blindly follows government. A true patriot questions government. Look, I led the protests around the state of Texas to open the state back up after having put 3 million Texans in unemployment.
Don, let's pick it up from there. We've got to go to a quick break.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Super Bowl Sunday just around the corner, and for small businesses across America, Visa is changing the game with this new offer designed to make accepting digital payments online easier. And of course, you heard the story from NFL wide receiver and 5-time Pro Bowler DeAndre Hopkins, and we appreciate him coming on to put us in the flow of the know. Our conversation with Don Huffines, a former Texas State Senator, continues, and he is running for governor of Texas, and I am excited for his candidacy. Don, so much more to talk about, but before we do, just a little important housekeeping, because people are hearing your heart, and they're saying, look, it, I want to support Huffines for governor, so how do I do this?
Hi, Bill, they can go to my website, of course, and it's donhuffines.com, and that's spelled H-U-F-F-I-N-E-S, and we need endorsements and donations, and we're running a very vigorous, exciting campaign. And early voting in Texas starts next Monday on February the 14th. This is the end of the fourth quarter, and the election's on March the 1st. And this is we're on a great path to win. I've been endorsed by Senator Rand Paul, Ron Paul, the chairman of the Republican Party of Texas, before he was chairman. I mean, we've got all the grassroots endorsements, and we're on a path to win. And we're raising millions of dollars, and we're up across the state. I've got offices open, field offices. It's very exciting for the state because it's really for the country. I mean, Texas is the tip of the spear, and just imagine if Texas was leading the charge across the nation like it should be for our liberty and freedom, and pushing back on the socialist
exactly.
Communists.
Well, Don, I will share with the audience, when we were off the air, we were talking that you and I set up a date that I'm going to be coming there, you know, to the Capitol in Austin, and you and I are going to be on our knees and thanking God and praying for wisdom for your administration, because if we ever needed the hand of God, it is now. The old preacher and revivalist Charles Finney was known to say that revivals happen when they're most needed. And this is where we are in America. I mean, how do you tackle the problems that we're faced with? How our government has lost its way, has been become so corrupt to the degree that all the three-letter agencies of our government are compromised, and people just don't trust them anymore, Don.
It's sad, but so true. I think a lot of it stems from the fact we've lost or are certainly losing the culture war, Bill. We are.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
We're losing, and the only cure for to win this war is with courageous leadership. And when they took God out of our schools and at 61 and the Bible out in 62 and so much is downstream of the governor's office in Texas. And I'm going to make sure we get prayer back, for instance, in our classrooms. I'm not worried about the litigation. I'm not worried about the federal government. I'm going to get biblical studies back in our schools. We have to win the culture war. We have to take back the universities that are training these teachers into socialism and communism. We got transgender ideology all being in our schools. We've got pornography in our school libraries, and you just go on and on. But we've got to win this culture war, and I'm going to do that.
Well, Don, I got to tell you, I spoke with a couple of women 2.5 years. They've been here in America from Venezuela, and the stories they tell and how they're so concerned about what's happening in America, because they told me, Bill, this is Venezuela. The early days of Venezuela. What's happening, what we see happening in America today is the early days of Venezuela. And as you recall, Venezuela was one of the wealthiest countries. It was unbelievable. I mean, they showed me pictures. And it's amazing what communism does and how it turns the lights off on a country. Here you see these pictures, Don, that were, the country is very vibrant, the colors, even the floral colors, everything were just, they were so alive. And then within years, when Perez took over, then it just went down. I mean, Chavez, not Perez, but Chavez, when he took over, it went down and it became so dark. And now here they are, this one wealthy country, and people are eating out of the back of trash trucks. And they're going, we see the signs coming to America. We see Venezuela here in America, and it scares us because we left Venezuela. By the grace of God, we were able to migrate here into the United States. We're here legally, and we're seeing this. And so they're sounding the alarm, going around and talking to people and groups as much as they can, warning them that we could be Venezuela next.
Absolutely we can. Venezuela is a beautiful country, one of the richest countries in South America and Central America, all of it. And it went down quick. I mean, that thing happened in 15, 20 years. But it's the same all over the world for communism. It always leads to the horrors of tyranny. And people think the United States is far from that. We're really not. We just aren't. We're rapidly traveling the same path. And the problem we got a lot of Republicans that are traveling with the Democrats and the leftists to get there. And we've got to fight and we've got to push back. And I tell you, one of the catalysts for all this and one of the where we're losing everything is with that open border in Texas.
Exactly. They said, Don, real quick, they said that was one of the first things that they did. They opened the border and the Cubans migrated. They came in mass, overwhelmed the country and changed the demography of the country. This is why it went down so quickly. But go ahead and pick it up from there.
But I was just saying, this is a premeditated attack by the left. There's no question about it. And that's why this governor, my race, is one of the most important races in the history of our country. The federal government's never going to secure the border. They never have. Even if a courageous president like Trump and the Republicans controlled everything in that swamp in Washington, the border was still open. We still had tens of thousands coming across all the time into Texas. Just to set the table for you guys, Border Patrol is saying that up to 2 million unapprehended illegals have come into Texas in the last 12 months. They've called illegals from 147 different countries. No country of the world would tolerate what's happening right now in Texas. And we only have 29.5 million people here. And we've got millions of illegals flooding into this state. The only chance we have of securing that border is with a courageous governor of Texas. I'm never asking permission from the federal government. I'm using Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution. I'm going to make Mexico accountable. I'm closing all 25 bridges over that river to inbound commercial traffic from Mexico. Until they secure their side of the river, they're not getting in there. billions and billions of dollars worth of commerce into the United States. I'm never asking permission. The rules of engagement when I engage the military is to enforce, stop this invasion. This is clearly an invasion, and we're not enforcing immigration law. We're not. We're going to immediately deport every illegal back across the river, and we're going to close it all down. And I'm not worried about the federal government. I'm worried about the United States and Texas.
Exactly. Well, why did Governor Abbott yield to this and follow a catch and release program that already proved it didn't work, you know, under the Obama Biden administration?
Yeah, I can't answer for him, of course, but it's just about courage. He just doesn't have the courage. He's a career politician, 30 years in elected office. And he's been on the Texas taxpayer for 30 years, and he's really never had an opponent in the primary. This is the first time he's going to be accountable to the Texas Republican Party. And he's just always, like most politicians, they're always worried about their career. He's a political windsock blowing in the wind, and it's all political theater down there. It really is. I'm not worried about my political career. I'm a business guy. I'm here to solve the problems that affect Texas. And I tell you, we're going to get that border handled in 60 days, which has never been done before. We're going to do everything we need to do to stop an invasion.
Hey, Don, do me a favor. Tell me a little bit about your story. You know, our audience wants to know you a little bit more. You know, you've said several times you're a businessman. But, you know, how did you get here?
That's a good question. I appreciate that. I'm a fifth-generation Texan. I was born in Dallas, and I grew up in the Metroplex area. But I've been a lifelong conservative activist. I have five children, and I homeschooled them throughout their schooling career to make sure they could be in a good conservative Christian environment. And I've been a husband for 34 years to a great wife, and I started my company in 1985, and I do commercial real estate, and it has its ups and downs, that's for sure. And I've been almost broke, and I've made a lot of money. And right now, the market's great, I was always been a lifelong conservative activist, and I just got tired of all the lies and all the. Have you ever met a Republican that didn't say they were conservative? They all say that in Texas, and most of them are liars. 90% of them are liars. So that's when I decided to get active and run for office, and that's really my history in a nutshell. And I'm going to here to solve the problems.
Well, thank you. I think that sometimes you want to ask people, you know, what do you mean by conservative? You know, like you say, so many people want to identify, and I think we're going to have more people because the left and how progressives have shown themselves and their policies, how destructive they've been. I mean, we don't need to even talk about theory. I mean, we've got empirical evidence that their ideas don't work. And, you know, and I still maintain that even when Biden was running for president, he and Kamala Harris went to their own party, and they could only get interest about a third of the party, which, you know, stands to reason. But yet they get elected. God only knows how. We'll leave it to God because he knows. And they say, he tells us he was he won by a mandate. And the very policies that he could only garner interest in his own party of a third is now thrust upon the people. And in 1 year, look what he's done.
He's destroyed our country, and it'll continue to happen. It's about courageous leadership. It really is. And that's what my campaign's about. We've got to hit them head on. We got to hit them in the head, and we got to go on the offense.
Well, Don, God bless you, and thank you for, you know, leading the way here and being a light. And may that light shine brightly out of Texas as the people choose you as the next governor of Texas. Don Huffines has been our guest. Thank you, Don. Take care. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. God bless you.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com. Frustrated?